So here we are at Pinewood Studios, the spiritual home of James Bond, where we have been granted some rather special behind the scenes access to James Bond's 23rd outing, Skyfall.
Bond is back, and he's back with a bang. 5 decades after Sean Connery breathed life into Ian Fleming's greatest creation, Daniel Craig returns for his third outing as 007 in Skyfall.
So it is our very first day here on the set of Skyfall, and understandably, security is tight. It's almost as if MI6 are running the show. But good news, I actually did an online course through the Open University on how to be a spy. So I've managed to get us behind the scenes after all. Take a look.
I want to meet your employer.
Be careful what you wish for,
Mr.
Bond. James Bond.
Over the next half hour, I'll be going behind the camera and onto the set of 007's latest and greatest adventure. I'll be talking to the cast of the movie, including 007 himself. And while Daniel Craig does it for real in Skyfall, you could get the chance to win a Bond experience. Stay tuned to the show for more information. So here we go, Bond fans. The action starts right here.
With so many familiar faces returning for this outing of Bond, it feels a little bit like a group of old friends getting together here at Pinewood. However, Javier Bardem is the new kid at the School of Skyfall. Yet it's hard to imagine anyone stealing his lunch money.
Over the past 50 years, Bond's adversaries have come in all shapes and sizes. They've been big, mean, silent, and very, very deadly. Javier Bardem has already created one of the most iconic villains of the decade and taken home an Oscar for his trouble. Now, in Skyfall, he's turning his hand to yet another epic baddie.
How much do you know about fear?
All there is.
Not like this. Not like him.
Javier Bardem, great to meet you.
Good to meet you.
You get a phone call that goes, will you play a Bond villain? Is that an easy decision to make?
Nothing is easy in this world. But it's a great decision to make in the sense that once you have the material, once you know the cast and who's behind the camera, Sam Mendes in this case, and you read the character and the character is has, as I said, enough meat to chew, no? Mm-hmm. Then you go, okay, this is going to be fun. This is going to be something really interesting to do. And then you come to the set, and then you have fun doing it. Albert Finney, Judi Dench on the set, Daniel, Sam Mendes, you're like, wow, this is pretty serious. It wasn't difficult. It wasn't difficult at all.
The two survivors, this is what she made us.
Everybody needs a hobby.
So what's yours?
Resurrection.
Bond villains have such a rich legacy. Mm-hmm. Are you conscious of that? Are you aware of the kind of shoes you're stepping into when taking this role?
Not really. Now you're putting me nervous here. No. It was... I mean, of course, I see many movies of James Bond. I'm 43, so I grow up watching James Bond movies. But many villains come to your mind, but you want to put them away and do your own thing based on what is written, and then you realize that many different images come to your mind that allow you to have fun doing it and also bring some complexity to it. Yeah, he's a villain, but there's some, hopefully, I don't know, that's what I try to achieve. Mm-hmm. Maybe I fail, but there's some complexity behind that. It's the part of the job which is more interesting, because Bond movies are in this middle section between being a realistic movie and a fiction movie. So as an actor, it gives you room to really play more freely, mm-hmm. you know, to be more with more freedom in the sense of imagining different things. No?
Do you remember the first time you ever saw Bond, what that experience was like?
I think the first one, it was from Russian with Love. Mm. And I remember the shoe and the thing, the blade, no?
Yep.
It was totally insane. He's like, what is all this about? That's very weird. But it's good weird. I guess that was the first one I saw on screen, yeah.
Now, obviously, I don't want you to give too much away. But
I can't.
I know,
this is
right?
007 set.
Yeah,
it's right. Top secret, man.
You've already created one of cinema's most iconic villains in No Country for Old Men, Anton Chigurh, mm-hmm. I call him. Would mm-hmm. that be right? Is that...
Well, it took me 3 months to know how to pronounce his name. Yeah.
You've already created him, and you know, there's so much variety in terms of Bond villains. Where would you say Silver fits into that mm-hmm. tapestry?
I think it's there is some fun in the way he presents himself, but also there is some depth there that makes the whole thing more gravitas, more. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it to you without telling anything that I cannot say.
Without someone running over and shutting down this interview.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I understand. I understand. Let me instead ask you this then. Your favourite Bond villain from mm-hmm. the 50 years. I mean, it's the 50th anniversary.
Yeah.
50 years of Bond. Is there one villain that stands out in your mind?
I remember because I was young and I saw it on screen and I was shocked by it. Jaws?
Yeah. Oh yeah, Jaws. Yeah, the teeth. Yeah.
Yeah, that was Moonraker, no? I was amazed by that actor and the teeth, and I remember I was with my father, and I had such a great time watching Moonraker. Come. It was so sweet also.
That was because that's the one where he has the relationship with the girl. Like...
Exactly.
For me, Bond is famous for its huge sets. I mean, these vast sets. Do you have a favourite Bond set?
There are many amazing sets in this one. And in this one, I have the chance to step on it for real. Uh-huh. And go like, oh, wow. It's very spectacular once... You belong to one of those sets and you interact with it, and then there's a moment where you lose it and you think it's real and you're in this place and you go, wow, this is movie magic. I mean, to make a James Bond movie, it has to do a lot of with movie magic. Like everything is magical, no? It's exciting, it's fun. That's the fun part. That's why you do also a James Bond movie, to have fun mm-hmm. doing it, no?
I am so excited about when I've seen the movie and I've seen you on screen and we can talk about these sets and the character without being slightly in code.
Exactly.
Listen, it's been a pleasure talking to you, Javier.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
That's it for the first part of Skyfall on set. But join me after the break when I'll be at home with Daniel Craig and playing away with the girls from Skyfall on location in Turkey.
High five.
Bye.
Boom.
Starts Friday at 10 on Sky Arts 1 HD.
Du porno.
Pornographique.
C'est grotesque.
J'adore le sexe. Et vous?
Hard starts Friday at 10 on Sky Arts 1 HD.
Sky Movies Premiere, sponsored by Intelligent Living from Panasonic.
It's a luxury development where all the residents are in their golden years.
Like the Costa Brava.
With more elephants.
Welcome to the best exotic marigold hotel.
We have to get out of here.
It's an Indian.
Do you think we'll be all right?
Everything will be all right in the end. So if it is not all right, it is not yet the end.
Judi Dench and Bill Nye in an all-star cast. The best exotic marigold hotel. Available from Friday on Sky Movies.
Welcome back to Skyfall on set. Now, over the last half century, the James Bond films have transported audiences to some of the most stylish and exotic places that the world has to offer. And the latest adventure is no exception.
So the cast and crew have up sticks and left Pinewood Studios for a marginally more glamorous location. Welcome to Istanbul. Welcome to Skyfall.
The new movie gives 007 a third opportunity to stop off in the Turkish capital on his way to saving the world yet again. This time, however, it looks like the team behind Skyfall are making full use of everything the city has to offer.
One of Skyfall's many action sequences, in fact, the opening sequence, is being shot right here in Istanbul as we speak. In fact, just over there, down in front of the new mosque, which is that building behind me. It sees Daniel Craig and Naomi Harris in hot pursuit of Ola Pace's henchman Patrice with explosive results.
When the Bond crew are in town, there's never really time to take in the sight. But if there's a better place to meet up with the newest ladies in Bond's life to talk about Skyfall, I'd like to see it. Naomi Harris, how are you?
I'm great, actually. I'm great. I'm loving this sunshine. I'm loving Istanbul. I'm loving being here by the Bosphorus. Loving being with you, Alex.
Hey, that is a very kind thing to say. Well, thank you for inviting me out here to Istanbul. We are in Istanbul. You are shooting in Istanbul. And I think Bond's been here twice before. The World Is Not Enough and From Russia With Love.
That's
both
right,
beach,
yeah,
in Istanbul.
Yeah.
You know your stuff.
Yes, I do.
And here we are now. What is it like filming at these far-flung exotic locations that Bond offers?
It's brilliant. You know, it's great to have these glamorous locations. It's great to get away from the cold and wet of England. No, I'm loving it. I really am. It's great to just be in different cultures and soak up the history of the place. And we've had some amazing locations, like filming at the Grand Bazaar. You know, it's brilliant.
So tell us a little bit about Eve.
Yes.
She's a field agent.
She's a field agent. She's very capable. You find her in the beginning out on a mission with Bond. She's the kind of woman that I would really like to be, because she runs towards the danger, whereas I would run away.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd run away as well.
Yeah.
So is she, would you say she's quite a match for Daniel Craig's 007 then?
I think she thinks she is, but I think she's more junior than him and kind of like an agent in training kind of thing.
Take the bloody shot!
Bond is kind of like an entirely different entity to just another movie. What is it like walking onto set for a Bond film?
Well, I have to say, on my first day, I was absolutely terrified. Everyone kept on saying, you know, just calm down, it's okay, you know, you've done movies before, it's all right. But I was thinking, in my head, I was like, no, but it's Bond. And I imagined, like, it was going to be huge. And I don't know why, but I just thought it was going to be different from any other movie set. And it was great because I walked onto set and Sam just held my hand. He's really, really calming. And he was just so, like, grounding for me. And he actually makes the whole atmosphere on set feel as though you're making, like, a little independent movie because he's so calm. And then Daniel is always cracking jokes, and so he had me laughing. And so I forgot all about the fact that it was, like, meant to be this big, scary movie. And often it does feel like making an independent movie. It really does.
I imagine a Sam Mendes handhold is quite a calming effect.
It looks very calming, yeah, very.
I've got a wonderful image of you two holding hands and Daniel Craig doing a stand-up set.
It was pretty much like that.
So, while one of Skyfall's female leads is all about getting stuck into the action, the other is happier to take it easy, very easy.
So, Mr. Bond, shall we discuss your next performance over that drink?
Berenice Marlowe, how are you?
I'm great, thank
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. So, in terms of the glamour, because being a Bond girl is certainly a glamorous thing, but the day-to-day work of what you do, is that still glamorous when you're there and shooting? Is there a lot of glamour or is it much
more? Yeah, of course. For me, the glamour, it comes in a second way, because with the clothes, with the makeup, with the hair, so everything contribute to the glamorous side.
How would you know that?
Well, it takes a certain kind of woman to wear a backless dress with a Beretta 70 strap to her thigh.
And then I think you have to forget about that and play and with what you have built for your character.
And this character we're talking about, Severine.
Yeah.
What would you say? Is she like, because Bond girls seem to be sometimes action-packed Bond girls and sometimes slightly more seductive. What's her relationship with Daniel Craig's James Bond? Is she action or seduction?
Well, I don't have that many action, and this is great because I would love to fight. I find it very, very funny. It's like a choreography and like kids when you have to play. But this side interaction with another human being and, you know, just moment by moment, it's more interesting for me, and this is what I have to do more. Yeah.
That sound was my heart going, whoa, whoa.
So, that's two very different actresses with two very different approaches playing two very different characters in Skyfall. But, as I found out, there's at least one thing they can both agree on.
OK, one final question. What is your favourite Bond film ever? Not including this one, you can't have Skyfall.
Oh, no,
yeah,
really?
Sorry. That's
wow.
The rule.
No, it'd be Casino Royale is my favourite one. Yeah,
yeah,
I absolutely love that.
I'm the money.
Every penny of it.
Casino Royale, I really loved it. And there is one scene when he's naked. It's amazing.
You noticed.
I've always loved Bond movies, but it was the first Bond movie that actually made me cry. So, yeah, they really did.
You're not going to let me in there, are you? You've got your armor back on. That's then.
I have no armor left. You stripped it from me.
I loved the romance of it, you know, and I loved the fact that he finally had a woman that was a real match for him and that actually got his heart.
Naomi Harris, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
High five.
High five.
To celebrate the release of Skyfall, we've got together with Coke Zero to give you the chance to win a Bond experience with a trip for four to one of Bond's iconic film locations, Monte Carlo. As part of your mission, you and three friends will live the high life as you're transported from the airport across the French Riviera by helicopter. You'll enjoy two nights at the five-star Joël Robuchon Hotel and a luxurious private yacht cruise from Monaco. For your chance to win, visit skymovies.com/bondtrip and tell us the answer to this question. What is the name of Bond's latest movie? Is it A, Fall Sky, B, Skyfall, or C, Sky Falling? To enter, you must be aged 18 or over. Competition closes at 12 noon on the 12th of November, 2012. Winner and guests must have valid passports and visas. Flights from London to Nice, travel restrictions apply on some dates, must be taken by the 31st of May, 2013. To enter, and for full terms and conditions, go to skymovies.com/bondtrip. With the shooting of Skyfall still in full swing, it's time to wend my weary way home to Pinewood Studios for a super secret meeting with a super secret agent.
So Bond has returned, as has Daniel Craig, back for his third outing as the world's most famous spy. I caught up with the man himself to find out whether he's looking forward to getting his Walther out again.
He's already rocked and shocked audiences with his first two outings as 007, but after betting big on Casino Royale and seeing that gamble pay off in Quantum of Solace, Daniel Craig is raising the stakes once again for Skyfall, and he's clearly raring to go, because when Daniel Craig took a break from filming for a chat, he seemed like he wanted to get started before I was even ready.
Just getting comfy. Settling in, yeah. It's nice here.
It's a lovely set, this.
It's lovely. Yeah. But we're here on set of Skyfall, your third Bond movie. Your Goldfinger, if you will. Is that legacy?
My Goldfinger.
Your Goldfinger, yeah.
I thought you said your Goldfinger.
No, not my Goldfinger. No. Your Goldfinger.
Right.
It is your Goldfinger. It's your third movie. Is that legacy of Bond something that you think about every time you walk onto set?
No, I don't, no. I think about it before we start filming. I think about it when we're planning it. I think about when the script's been written and we're casting and we're doing all of those things. I do definitely think about it, but it's only because you want to make it a better movie, something that, you know, that, I mean, if you're going to follow on and from what we've already done, the fact that someone's giving us a chance to do it again and they're giving us the money to make the movie, then you're just thinking, well, let's get the best talent available, let's get the best cast available, let's stick it all into the mix and do better.
007, reporting for duty.
Where the hell have you been?
Enjoying death.
I only have one question.
Why not stay dead? There's no shame in saying you've lost a step.
And in terms of the character, like I said, your third movie, do you feel settled as James Bond now, or are you still chipping away at who he is, finding out what makes the guy tick?
A bit of both, I think. I think there's. I feel much more settled about it. I feel that we did something with Casino, we did something with Quantum, and this is different again. But I think it's as an actor, you've got to just sort of try and explore it and make it a bit more interesting and try and find different parts of it. He's always going to be, you know, who he is, but he's got his, you know, he's got his faults. And the great thing is, if you stick good characters up against him, then they can play off each other, and then something interesting comes out of it.
Just look at you. England.
The Empire.
So old-fashioned. She sent you after me, knowing you're not ready, knowing you would likely die. Mommy was very bad.
Action.
First and foremost, with Sam and my conversations with him at the beginning was to sort of, you know, we've got a very strong character, let's stick strong characters in front of him.
Because obviously you worked with Sam before on Road to Perdition. Mm. Is it great having his vision of Bond taking shape around you?
It is, yeah, it is. It's very reassuring, makes me relax on set, which is a nice thing to do. I worry about less when I'm working with Sam.
Excuse me. 007. I'm your new quartermaster.
Also, he is a huge Bond fan. I mean, that was the inspiring thing. I think we sat down together kind of 2 or 3 years ago now over a drink and just discuss what we loved about Bond films, and that's where it began. That's when, you know, we said, so when we both went back and read all the books and had telephone conversations and email conversations about what we liked and what bits we kind of loved and what characters we liked, and we've tried to sort of throw all of that into the mix.
Some men are coming to kill us. We're gonna kill them first.
Okay, in terms, I'm going to take you back here. In terms of the 50-year history of Bond, is there one scene that sticks in your mind as your favourite scene from a Bond film?
In a Bond movie? God.
I can throw mine in while you
go
think.
Go ahead.
I've got three. I love your free-running scene at the start of Casino Royale. Big
Great.
Fan of that.
Nice.
Love the start of The Spy Who Loved Me, where Roger Moore goes off the cliff with the Union Jack parachute.
Yes.
And I think it's awesome when Sean Connery becomes Japanese.
That's a tricky one. That's a dubious one. I can't say that's one of my favourite. What do I like? I think Goldfinger. I think the Fort Knox sequence in Goldfinger is pretty good because that set's pretty special. What else? I think the train fight in From Russia with Love is pretty good as well.
Two good scenes.
Mm.
And in terms of Skyfall, so we're here, we're at Pinewood today.
Mm.
How far into the shoot are
you? Your voice has got very low.
It was an assertive question. I was trying to be assertive. You are here now at Pinewood, very serious. Where have you been? How much have you still got to do?
How long have we been shooting? Since November. It's now March, end of March.
Action!
It's a long process, but that's what it is about making a Bond movie.
Daniel, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Nice
Thank you very much.
You.
So it's clear that Pinewood has a very special place in the hearts of all those who work on James Bond. And as Skyfall continues to shoot right now behind me on the 007 stage, I'm sure a few more stories are being added to the history of these famous studios. Bye-bye.
Skyfall. Done.